Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Surviving life is a challenge, but when you throw more your way than you can take, well, it's a whole other ballgame. That's what Misty Long was forced to deal with. Life's challenges, and for her, there were plenty. Misty wanted to be a therapist of some sort to help those who experienced the struggles in life that she did. Well, she's written her memoir, My Fight for Survival, to reach people on a personal level. Her goal is to help people understand they can get through anything, and sharing her story is indeed helping others. Misty Long, author of My Fight for Survival, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Misty. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
You are doing such a wonderful job here in getting word out to help people that go through challenges in life. Let's talk about the inspiration for writing the book. How difficult was it, and at what moment did you decide, this is a story that I will share because I think it will help other people?
I was really inspired by a lot of different things when I was writing the book. I thought about a lot of different people in my life, and my children were the first ones. They helped me get through a lot of different things in my life and survive so much that I don't know what I would have done without them. And then meeting my husband, he has been a huge inspiration and help when it came to writing this book. He has been behind me the whole way, and he has helped improve my life so much from the start. I'd also think that my brother is also an inspiration. He has been my entire life, and he had no idea I was writing the book, but he was very surprised when he did read it about a lot of things in there he didn't know about my life, and we were really close growing up and have been as adults.
You know, it's interesting because you share so much in the book. Misty's book is My Fight for Survival. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com, other places as well. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can log on to writersrepublic.com, get information on Misty, and order the book there as well. As you go back and revisit these events that you talk about with so much honesty that you went through in your life, I talk about challenges. There were many for you. Mentally, as you go back and did that, did it have you look at things in a different way, a different perspective coming from years later?
Yes. Yeah, I definitely look at life in a whole nother perspective because I find that it has given me a second chance. There were moments in life I look back and I'm very surprised I survived it. I'm not sure how I had. The only way I can think was God had been by my side. Now I look at life in a whole new perspective that I find more things to be more important instead of the small things. I don't focus on little things anymore. And I look at the today instead of my past. So I can move forward and find a happier future.
You know, that's interesting. As you look back, was it difficult going back through all of the memories? Maybe memories you didn't really, that weren't that vivid in your mind until you really went back and looked at those to write about those. How was that going back and looking? You almost mentioned there a minute ago, like it was almost therapeutic for you, that it was good that you face these, you're using those for the good of helping other people. And you have to feel good about yourself that you've totally turned the corner around and you're a different person now.
Yes. I found that when I was writing the book, it was more started off as a journal. It was very therapeutic when I did do it. I figured if it didn't go anywhere, it would have helped me mentally. There's a lot that I had struggled with. And as I was writing it, there is a lot that I did not quite remember until I was writing it. And some things would come back to me. It did take a little bit to write because a lot of the things in there was very hard to relive. And it's so fresh in my mind still. So I still tried dealing with that day to day. There are other things in there that I had never even spoken about that no one had even known about. So to put that out there, it was really hard, but I'm hoping that putting my my book out there that maybe it can reach other people and I can help them maybe through my words.
The reviews have been excellent, and judging from the reviews, you have been able to help other people. The book is My Fight for Survival. Misty Long is the author, our guest on the program. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com and information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you decided to start putting these thoughts on paper, that's one thing, but then to publish is another. Talk about the motivation to, okay, I've got this story, now I'm going to go ahead and publish it. It's not just writing it, that's one thing. Publishing it, sharing it is another. What was that decision like?
It was really difficult. I talked with my husband a lot about it, whether I should just leave it as it is or, you know, publish it. My husband's a very kind of go along with the ride type of thing, support me with what I want. So he more or less just kind of, you know, whatever you want to do type of thing, he'll stand behind me. So I decided that I was going to give it a try, and I reached out to a couple of different companies, and I found the one that I actually liked. They read through it and they were thrilled with it. So I'm actually thrilled to hear that it's reached somebody or a few people. That's the only goal I really have for this. And that was why I wanted to put it out there and publish it. If I can't become a therapist and talk to people that can actually find understanding in others, because I know that talking to therapists, they don't exactly understand you, not on a mental level.
Yes.
So how can you talk to somebody who does not understand? And that's where I was stuck growing up, because I was thrown into therapists my whole life. And to talk to somebody who really doesn't understand, and they're giving their opinions, but they don't know what they're talking about, in my opinion. Well, so I know they're trying to help, but that's not very helpful when they can't get on that level with you.
You share that in the book.
To reach them. So the only way I could think to do was to maybe publish my journal kind of book and hopefully get it out there.
Well, you're a therapist in reaching probably more people than someone would sitting in an office and seeing people for 45 minutes or an hour at a time during the course of the day. And there's the relatability factor, as you mentioned. It's not something somebody learned in college and this is theoretical and this is how I would tell somebody to get out of the situation. You were there. You faced a point you talk about in the situation in March of 2010 when you said, I was scared of the person I was becoming. I mean, you on your own had to turn your life around. How difficult was that? As I'm reading, I'm like, were there times when it would have been pretty easy just to give in?
I did give in. I did try to end things. But it had kind of, it was really hard. It was very hard to get through it. I felt very alone. I had no family. I still have no family that lives near me. At the time, I really didn't have any friends. But when I had gotten locked up in the hospital for, you know, trying to give up, and then getting locked up again for a DUI, I realized the pains that I was causing even my family that wasn't here and what I could have done to my kids if something happened to me. So I knew I needed to change. I just had to figure out how.
Well, and you did, and that's where your role as therapist, author comes in, because you've been through there. If somebody says to you, these are my circumstances, you probably can't relate, but this is how I felt. Chances are you could relate because you were feeling at some point in your life those same emotions, and you were able to overcome those. What's maybe one piece of advice that you would tell readers if they were in front of you now? If they're picking up My Fight for Survival, probably many of them are looking for a way out, how to survive. Any particular advice you would give them?
I would say don't give up. Find somebody that can relate. There are other people out there. Even if you just want to read my book and that helps, or email me, just for somebody to hear just an ear, a shoulder to cry on. I'm always open, but don't give up. There's some reason out there that you're here, and you just need to fight for it and find it.
Let's talk about how things have changed for you. You talked about that period scared for the person you were becoming, and you really didn't know what to do. To today, you're a successful author. You're a successful parent, spouse. Talk about the different world you have today than the world you, most of which you talk about in your story.
The world that I was in was very different. Fighting with drugs and abuse from men, living on the streets, and having no job. I had lost my kids because of my life and my choices after I had gotten divorced. It was very, very difficult for me to find any reason in life. Now, after fighting for what I wanted, now I do still fight daily. I will not say that my life is perfect, and it's far from it. And anybody who says they have a perfect life is not telling the truth. So I do fight, but I did get remarried, and we have two more children together, me and him. We have twin boys that are 5, and my daughter is 17. She lives with her dad, and I do have our son who's 14. He lives with us, so I have all the boys in the house. It's very hard. I'm the only girl.
Yes.
But it's fun. It's a challenge, and I wouldn't trade my life for anything. I'm extremely happy now with the way my life has been. We have bought a house together. We're going on 10 years, and I'm very, very happy in my marriage. And I do fight with anxiety still. And I do have depression, so I do take medications for those. I fight daily with pain due to an ankle issue. I've had 5 surgeries and a complete ankle replacement, so walking has been a problem for me, and it's caused a lot of pain, so I live on pain medications as well. But all in all, my life is so much better and so much happier.
Well, congratulations on getting to that point. And the honesty comes through again for the last couple of minutes talking about my life isn't perfect. And you're right. If somebody says, follow me, watch me, my life is perfect, run from them very rapidly because they're not telling you the truth. Nobody's life is very perfect. There are obstacles that come up every day, whether foreseen or not. I want to go back to when you were going through the struggles. Was there something that caused you to reflect and see that a change had to happen? How did that happen for you? Was there one incident that was sort of the eye-opener, or maybe a series of incidents that got you to the point of knowing, I need to escape?
It was actually a small series of incidents that happened in a very small period of time. I ended up going through I stuck myself in a very, very bad situation, and I took a drug from an individual that I didn't know and left myself alone with him. And he ended up raping me. And then after that, I did go to the police, but they couldn't find any proof. So I ended up trying to commit suicide and ended up in the hospital and got locked up in another hospital for doing that. And then shortly after being released, I was an alcoholic for years and got a DUI. When I got put in jail, I had nothing but time to sit there and think about all of the things that I was doing to myself and my kids and my family, and what I was becoming. And it was not who I was. It's not who I was a person. And I didn't like who I was becoming because of all the alcohol and drugs.
What would you say now to those people who want to seek help, but they're struggling in doing it? And that you see that so often where somebody maybe 3, 4, 5 times is determined, I'm going to get help, but then they struggle for a whole variety of reasons in getting help. What would you say to them to persevere, to stay on that course of getting help?
It's persistence. I know it's physical as well, as much as mental. Those people that do try to stop, I have done that many times and fallen off the wagon, as they say. but once you get past that immediate pain, physical pains and mental pains, which getting help from other people around you is, if you can, would be very helpful, because it's not easy to do, and I had to do it alone, and it's very difficult to get off of anything that you are mentally stuck on, especially when you come off of it. It's a struggle daily, even if you've been off of it for years. You still have to mentally keep yourself away from that kind of stuff, and you have to get yourself away from the people that are doing it. That is one of the biggest problems that people have. They go back to the people that are doing it, and they're only there because they party with you. That's the only reason they want to be around. If you really, really want the help to get off, you need to find somebody that can help support you, somebody that can tell you you can do it and does not judge you for the things that you have done, because the things you have done, you can't beat yourself over. Drugs is a big play and role in the things that you do and make you a different person. So I believe if you really want to get off of it, you can. Falling off the wagon doesn't mean you're a failure, but giving up.
Exactly.
That's when you fail.
You know, it's so important. So many of the items you just talked about there, that if you spend time looking back, I don't think you're ever going to go forward. You have to go forward, and you do. And if you're looking for help, this is the book for you. My Fight for Survival, Misty Long is the author. Book available at writersrepublic.com. Go to our website, get all the information there as well. The ups and the downs of recovery, but you're there. What was the most difficult part about turning your life around? Maybe it's unfair to say one. There probably were several. What was difficult? And once you decided there were roadblocks, and you talked about falling off the wagon, what are some of the things that stand in the way of getting to where you want to be?
Oh, man. A lot of things can and did stop me when I wanted to change my life and I tried to get away from that stuff. I would even move out of a town and change jobs and find that my bosses were into it and having me come in the back and doing them with it, you know. And it's like, how do you get away from it if you keep falling back in with a different crowd that's in something as well that you're also into? So it was very hard for me to get away from it. That was one of my problems. I also had a huge problem with the fact that since I had been separated from my ex, he had somewhere to live, whereas I did not. He has a family here, and I couldn't leave my kids. I didn't want to take them from their dad, but I also didn't want to leave them. So I tried to stick it out. I tried to stay here, tried to make it, but he had ruined our credit so bad because we were married. It was our credit that I couldn't even get a checking account. I couldn't get Section 8 apartments. I had to use help from my mom to do so. I actually had to tell a lie and say she was an old landlord just so that I could get into an apartment. But that was probably one of the hardest things, was trying to be a member of society. And it was really hard to do that when it felt like there were roadblocks everywhere I had turned, and it felt like I should give up and go back to drinking or go back to doing the drugs that I was doing.
And you didn't. And that's what's so inspirational with the book, because it's real. It's not like you suddenly decide, I'm going to change, and you change, and everything is rosy from that point on. As you can tell from Misty's story, that really isn't the case and wasn't for her. A couple of minutes left in the program. What, or maybe who inspires you to continue where you're going now, your new life's momentum? And, five-year-old twin boys, I'm sure that's ups and downs depending on the time of day in dealing with all the men in the household. What keeps you going now?
My family. The fact that I was blessed enough that even though I didn't get my daughter back, I do have my three boys, and I try to be a better mom than I was and a better person. And my husband really has brought me out of a really bad place. If it hadn't been for him, I was going to go back to the bars after I had been out of ASAP. Cause I was an alcoholic and I loved to drink. But he kept me out of them, and he has helped me stay out of them, where I have actually no interest in actually drinking anything anymore, just because I lack the interest now. He's a very wonderful husband and father, and he is such an inspiration. I want to be more like him, and he has helped me be a better person.
What type of response are you getting, and who are the type of people you're hoping to reach to help with your book, My Fight for Survival?
Anybody who needs help, anybody that is seeking help. The only responses that I am aware of, I have had my book passed around a group of friends and their friends and family. And I did have a young lady actually add me on Facebook, and I have talked with her and met with her in person. She is the sweetest thing, but she has been through a lot in her life, and she read my book, and I adore her. I think she is just the nicest, and I try to support her decisions and what she wants to do in her life and listen when she talks. And you know, I don't ask too many questions. I just let her do the talking. And if she feels like sharing something with me, you know, I let her do so if that's what she wants. But I cried when I first found out when I heard that it had touched somebody's life, because that is the goal I have. I want to help those, because I don't want to see people give up like I did and think that they're not worth it. And they are. I want them to know that they are worth it.
Even if your challenges are not similar to what Misty went through, going through any type of challenge, you can insert yourself into Misty's story and get the motivation you need, the inspiration you need, the path you need to break away. And Misty, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book, Touching People. You are, in my mind, a therapist and a really good one. You are helping people because you are at their level. You can relate to what they've actually gone through. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Are you working on another book? Any thoughts on doing a follow-up?
I have thought about writing another one. I've had an interest in it's just a thought of taking day-to-day notes on what it's like to be a mom of twin boys and an autistic and ADHD teenage boy. Try to kind of reach out to moms out there that are having to deal with that. Yes. And maybe if they need help, you know.
Well, it sounds like I hear the twin boys in the background, so I'm sure you have your hands full and got a big afternoon after we release you here. You can go back to being a mom and taking care of the kids. And you can do a book on parenting, which would be welcome. And hopefully if you do, we'll be able to talk about that as well. Misty, it's been really a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for your honesty in dealing with all of these issues and helping people along the way in the audience. The book is My Fight for Survival. It's available at writersrepublic.com. I'll send you there, one of the main places to get the book, the publisher. And you'll get all of this information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Misty, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. It's Misty Long. The book is My Fight for Survival. You'll find information, order it at writersrepublic.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.